Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend Brad Blank's checking in this morning. Now, Brad has known this guy, David Foster, for a while. I've known him longer than probably Brad has. But
I'm sure.
But he's been familiar with his career because you told me a story once that you were like 10 years old.
Yeah, and we had our Canadian cousins came to visit, and they stayed with us for a few weeks, and he was a young guy backpacking, 21 years of age. His name was Danny, and Danny goes, oh, yeah, one of my, you know, essentially our godparents is the Foster family. And the brother is David Foster, and every year he comes up and he brings a, you know, Michael Jackson to Victoria in British Columbia, Canada, and so he just was telling me all about this guy, David Foster, back in 1984. So I started following his career, and it was going pretty well then, and it turned out pretty fantastic since.
Yeah, he has a picture. Yeah, you know, it's the funny thing about David Foster, he's one of those people who's full of himself, but I mean this. Let me finish.
But it's not annoying.
That's just him.
Yeah, yeah.
He took a picture of all of his Grammys on top of his baby grand piano with him hovering behind them. And that's his, like, you know, his profile picture almost. But I'm not kidding you. He drops names right and left, but, I mean, he is the real deal.
That's right. So Celine Dion, right, Scott, and Barbara Streisand, Michael Bublé, he discovered, Josh Groban, and then he got Peter Cetera going, didn't he, in his solo
career? Well, he got more than Peter Cetera. He reinvigorated the entire Chicago band. They were, like, completely dead in the water for a while, and he came back. Not all of them appreciated the sound that David brought.
But it brought him success.
Yeah, brought him success, and right. that same sound kind of kept him out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a while because it was kind of like schmaltzy.
But too those poppy.
Too popular is what it was. Mm. And then finally he took Peter Cetera away from the group, and wow. You know, took him solo. But anyway, you ran into him because he's got an amazing documentary out this week on Netflix.
And that's right, yes. It's out now. It's called Off the Record, David Foster. And it's quite interesting. So you have this documentarian follow him around when David's been known to do reality TV shows, Scott, if you remember.
I talked to him. I used to talk to him quite a bit. And the most miserable time of his life, well, other than when he accidentally ran over that dancer.
Oh,
Ben Vereen.
Yeah, Ben Vereen was out wandering around in Malibu, and David hit him and almost killed him.
He was running or something, yeah.
But yeah. But he hated being on that reality show. He hated it. They
the Princes of Malibu, and then it was The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was on there, but he did not like it. So, because it gave a kind of a tilted version of him to all the people who watched. He just didn't like it at all. But anyway, this is all about his documentary, right?
That's right, yep.
David Foster, how are you, sir?
It's a big day for me. Netflix has got that magic. It's kind of like being on big time radio.
This documentary, you know what I was fascinated by? You were cocky, you were brash, and you were a know-it-all when you first went to Hollywood. And I'm like, how are you all those things and then actually made it? How does that work?
Yeah, and it's kind of in reverse, right? Because you should be humble when you're starting out, and then you grow into being arrogant, right? And I'm probably still a little bit arrogant, but I sort of started hard. And then as the success came, I lightened up on myself, which made me sort of an easier person to deal with.
You're self-proclaimed in this documentary, self-proclaimed egomaniac. That doesn't work together, an egomaniac and breaking artists.
I have a healthy ego. I mean, you can't, you know, do you see those?
You have a lot of Grammys behind you.
I mean, so you can't have that and not know that you're good.
How do you go about, like, finding Celine Dion? I mean, that takes a leap of faith, because what if she breaks under the pressure as you're in the studio?
Celine was already a star in Quebec when I stumbled upon her, and so I didn't discover her. Bublé, yes, I did find him at a wedding, and it was amazing. I was like, the whole world stopped. There he was.
And Groban? I mean, you headlocked him as a 17-year-old.
Yeah, I willed him to be a star. I willed it. Every single thing I did every day, I manipulated whoever I was around to take a shot on him, put him on a TV show, put him on a commercial, do this, do that. The record company, I willed it. Now I call it grobining somebody. I grobined him.
You actually teased Celine Dion during the recording of that album for the first time with you guys. It kind of hurt her feelings that we see in the documentary.
I did hurt her feelings. I really did. And I didn't mean to. It was just that aggressive ambush humor that I use. When I said, like, hey, if you can't get this note, Whitney's down the hall, she'll do it for us. And Whitney was down the hall. Of course, she wouldn't have done the note for us, but it was just humor.
Yeah, humor's got you in a bit of trouble over the years.
It certainly has, Brad.
You're used to the cameras. Of course, we saw Princess of Malibu. You were ahead of your time in the reality television game, weren't you?
We were before the Kardashians, and yeah, we were. We just didn't do it quite right, I guess. When I say we, it was my stepsons who really ran with it. And I just sort of played along with it. Yeah, I don't regret it.
So I actually had a party in your recording studio.
Well, but I wasn't there.
No. Have you ever drank a beer out of your own Grammys?
No. My stepkids have, right?
I think I might have drank out of one, too. So I'm sorry.
That was quite a studio and property, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable. In final words, Scott Shannon, can you remember the first time you met Scott?
I don't remember the first time, but all I remember is that he was, and still is, bigger than life. He is just this iconic, bigger than life character who's been doing it for so long, so recognizable, his voice. Sucker. And he and I have a mutual friend that we've had for 30 years in our life. So I hear about him from my friend. I mean, think about that career. How do you transcend generations like that?
Thanks, Mike.
Great. What are you doing that for?
Wait, who's your mutual friend?
Brad, what are you doing?
Yeah, who's the mutual friend? Is it Linda?
Yeah.
Oh. Elvis Presley's girlfriend.
He was married to her, though.
Was he married to her?
Yeah, he married her. Yeah.
Oh, who married her?
David.
Not Elvis.
David. But he's got several.
That's right.
Five, Scott. Five. Yeah,
Linda Thompson?
Yeah.
Is that her name? Yeah.
Yep, from Memphis. She's from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis.
It is 8:46 here at CBS.
Scott, you're so embarrassed. Look at you. You're pink. I didn't expect that, did you?
I love it. Really low blow, Brad.
I think it was actually adorable.
That was a celebration of you, Scott.
The one thing about David that's kind of cool is he doesn't like elevators. So if he's going to have a meeting, it can't be in a skyscraper. You got to come down, or he's got to walk up the stairs. When we were at 2 Penn Plaza, he came to see us at PLJ, and he walked up 17 floors of stairs.
Isn't that wild? I remember.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.